Okay, turn please to the book of Luke, the 22nd chapter. And in your Schofield Bible, page 1108. Luke chapter 22, beginning with verse 47. We'll read through verse 53, and we'll read the verses responsively. The 53rd verse is the text verse for this morning's message. And let's stand, please, for the reading of this passage of Scripture. And while he yet spake, behold, a multitude, and he that was called Judas, one of the 12, went before them, and drew near unto Jesus to kiss him. But Jesus said unto him, Judas, betrayest thou the Son of Man with a kiss? When they which were about him saw what would follow, they said unto him, Lord, shall we smite with the sword? And one of them smote the servant of the high priest and cut off his right ear. And Jesus answered and said, Suffer ye thus far. And he touched his ear and healed him. Then Jesus said unto the chief priests and captains of the temple and the elders which were come to him, Be ye come out as against a thief with swords and staves. Let's read the 53rd together. When I was daily with you in the temple, ye stretched forth no hands against me, but this is your hour and the power of darkness. And let's pray. Father, we sit in holy anticipation of this hour. This is the hour that was made for the whole week, the hour when thy family is gathered for the hearing of the preaching of the Word of God. There's no more important hour in the entire week. In fact, all the other hours of the week would be in comparison as nothing. We thank you for this hour. Help us to grasp the importance of it. Help us to digest the content of it. In Jesus' name, amen.
I do not believe that Sunday morning or Sunday church ought to be a time of lamentation. I think it ought to be a time of announcing the victory. I like anybody can announce the victory when you're 25 runs ahead and two out in the ninth. But when you announce the victory when you're 25 runs behind and you announce the victory, then that's announcing the victory. I like it when Douglas MacArthur said, I'm coming back. I shall return. I like that. And he did return, too, by the way. And should have become President of the United States. Well, compare him to what we've got anyway. I like that. I like it when Babe Ruth out here at Chicago Ballpark said, I'm hitting that ball right over that fence up there in that direction right now. And he hit the ball over there. I like it when Micah said, I'm having it pretty tough now, but he said, enjoy yourself while you can. He said, I'm coming back. I love that. Well, I'm here this morning to announce the victory. And so join with me in announcing the victory. You say, what kind of announcement you got? I got an announcement that I'm saved on the way to heaven. And that's the victory side. So this morning, follow me as I prepare to announce the victory. And then I'll be announcing it a little while later in the sermon. Our Heavenly Father, I pray for the attention of every person in this room today. I pray that you would give us the encouragement that we need, the strength that we need to face tomorrow, yea, even to face today. In Jesus' name, amen. If you'll listen carefully. In John chapter 7 and verse 20, the words were spoken concerning our Savior, His hour is not yet come. The hour of the Savior is not yet come. In John chapter 8 and verse 30, you have those same words mentioned concerning our Lord. His hour is not yet come. In John chapter 2 at the wedding in the Cana of Galilee, Jesus said to his earthly mother, Mary, woman, mine hour is not yet come. What do you mean, mine hour is not yet come? In John chapter 13 and verse 1, Jesus said, or it says of him, Jesus knew that his hour was come. And then in Matthew 26 and 45, Jesus said, as he approached the end of his earthly life, he said, the hour is at hand. But now listen carefully to me. They come to arrest him in Luke 22. In just a few moments, he'll feel the kiss of betrayal from Judas Iscariot, selling him for 30 paltry pieces of silver. In just a few moments, he'll feel the touch and the grip of the soldiers leading him away. In just a little while, he'll be led before the high priest and to Pilate and to Herod and back to Pilate. In just a little while, he'll be beaten and crucified and buried. As they come to arrest him, don't leave me now, as they come to arrest him, Jesus said, this is your hour and the power of darkness. Now, his hour is going to come Sunday morning. But right now, he said, this is your hour and the power of darkness. So, I say to the power of darkness, you enjoy it while you can because it's just going to last about an hour. Because Sunday morning is going to come. This is your hour. Squeeze everything you can out of it. This is your hour, Caiaphas. This is your hour as you fearfully try to pass Jesus on to somebody else. But live it up, Caiaphas. You better enjoy it, because an hour is not very long. This is your hour. This is your hour, fearful Pilate, trying to wash your hands of the guilt of the Savior. You can wash your hands all you want to. You're going to be guilty as long as eternity lasts, Pilate. But enjoy yourself right now. Have a good time. This is your hour and the power of darkness. This is your hour, cowardly Herod, afraid to set free the one you knew was innocent. This is your hour as you send him back to Pilate. This is your hour. Enjoy your hour, Herod, because it's only going to last for a while. This is your hour, betraying Judas, placing the venom of your lips upon the brow of the Son of God. This is your hour. You'll hold in your hands just for a while the 30 pieces of silver for which you sold our Savior. Enjoy yourself, Judas Iscariot. Squeeze every bit you can, fun and enjoyment and pleasure that you can. This is your hour. This is your hour, false witnesses. Those who stood and knew they were lying when they stood in a court of justice, or a court of injustice, as is so often the case these days. This is your hour, and the hour of darkness. Those of you that would tell that which is not true concerning the Savior. This is your hour, angry mob, crying, crucify him, crucify him. This is your hour, Barabbas, as you go free. This is your hour. This is your hour, brutal soldiers, who obey the commands of authorities and drive nails in the hands and feet of the Savior. This is your hour, brutal soldiers, who take the cat of nine tails and beat the back of our lovely Lord. This is your hour, and the hour of darkness But enjoy it. It'll soon end. Squeeze all the fun you can out of it, because it's soon going to end. Why? Because Sunday morning is going to come. And on Sunday morning, midnight strikes for you. I mean, when the stone is rolled away, and the Savior jumps out of the grave, and the sepulcher is empty, and death could not contain him, and the grave could not keep him, and Satan could not conquer him. Enjoy your hour, Pilate. Enjoy your hour. This is your hour, Herod, Caiaphas, soldiers, false witnesses, Judas Iscariot, Pontius Pilate. Enjoy your hour, because Sunday is going to come. Enjoy your arresting of him, soldiers. Have fun while you can, as you lead him away. And as you are in the majority, because Sunday morning, you're going to be in the minority. Up from the grave, he's going to rise. Sunday morning is coming. Now, you listen to me today. You homosexual crowd, this is your hour. Even the president will have you queers up there in the White House, and I'm ashamed of him for it. I'm ashamed of him for it. Because your problem is not a different lifestyle. Your problem is wicked, vile sin against Almighty God. But enjoy your hour with your little dainty parade. And as you meet with the president, enjoy your hour, because Sunday morning is going to come. Enjoy your hour. Baby killers, enjoy, this is your hour. The law says that you can murder babies. The law says that you can take a life and kill it and be respectable. Enjoy it, baby killers. Enjoy it, N-O-W huzzies. Enjoy it, ERA crowd. Enjoy it, liberal crowd. This is your hour, but praise God, Sunday is coming. Enjoy it, unisexers. Enjoy it. This is your hour. This is the hour when you get the press. By the way, enjoy it, reporters. Your hour, Sunday's going to come for you too, by the way. So enjoy it. Write all the smut you can about conservatives. Put in print all the filth you can and all the dirty, stinking lies so you can sell more newspapers. Put it in print. But let me tell you something, brother. Sunday's coming. The grave is going to open. And the dead is going to rise. And truth will be on the throne for a change. Sunday is coming. Enjoy it, liberals. Enjoy it while you have the White House. Enjoy it while you have the Senate. Enjoy it while you have the House of Representatives. Enjoy it while you're in control in America. This is your hour, and the hour of the power of darkness. But have fun, because Sunday's coming. Enjoy it. So you're arresting of him, soldiers. Enjoy your popularity. Enjoy the crowd cheering you. Enjoy the crowd saying, crucify him, crucify him, let Barabbas go. Enjoy it. But Sunday is coming. Enjoy your betrayal and your 30 pieces of silver, Judas Iscariot. Enjoy the popularity of joining in with the crowd. I want to tell you something, brother. When Sunday comes, the crowd's not going to be in control. When Sunday comes, riot will be in control. I'm saying, it's Wednesday now. And he's on the cross. But you wait till Sunday. You wait till you start shaking in your boots when you see the empty tomb. You wait till you start getting scared because you see he's not here. He's risen from the dead. I mean, enjoy your Wednesday while Jesus is being crucified, or call it, if you please, Good Friday. But enjoy your Wednesday, your Thursday, your Friday, and your Saturday, because Sunday, you enter the shock of your life. Sunday is going to come. Enjoy your trying him, Herod. You cowardly liar, you. You fearful monger, you. You ruthless dictator, you. Afraid to go against the crowd. Politician, wanting to get votes instead of get the approval of Almighty God.
Enjoy your popularity, Your Highness. Enjoy your throne, Your Highness. This is your hour, and the hour of the power of darkness hour. This is your hour. But Herod, you enjoy it because it's Wednesday now, but you let the clock keep on ticking to Thursday and Friday and Saturday. Bless God, Herod, Sunday's going to come. Enjoy it. Pilate, washing your hands of his blood as if you could. You should have had enough sense to listen to your wife. She said she had had an awful dream about Jesus last night, and you ought to have enough sense. You should let him go. But you don't let him go because you want the applause of men. You want the cheers and the accolades of men. You want the praise and the joy of men. You want the clap and the applause and the ovations of men. Enjoy it on Wednesday, Pilate. Enjoy it on Thursday. Enjoy it on Friday. Enjoy it on Saturday. But Pilate, Sunday is going to come. You folks sitting there criticizing me right now. Enjoy it because Sunday's going to come. Hey, you anti-King James Bible folks, enjoy your NIV. Because when Sunday morning comes, we'll all have a King James. Oh, that's good preaching. Enjoy it. Sunday is coming. Enjoy it, era. This is your hour, but Sunday's coming. Enjoy it, nightclub. This is your hour, but Sunday's coming. Enjoy it, country club lifestyle. This is your hour, but Sunday's coming. Enjoy it, dope traffic and dope head. This is your hour, but Sunday's coming. Enjoy it, Madonna. This is your hour, but Sunday's coming. Enjoy it, Michael Jackson. This is your hour, but Sunday's coming. Enjoy it, Prince. This is your hour, but Sunday's coming. And let me encourage you, old-fashioned, conservative, hellfire and brimstone, hell-raising, fundamental, Bible-believing, separated, sin-fighting, a patriotic American Christian people. Let me tell you something. We're down right now, but Sunday's on the way. Sunday's coming. Sunday's coming. I want your reporters back here Sunday. I want you to put as much print about the resurrection as you did the crucifixion. Sunday's coming. You say, I don't believe it's coming. That won't affect whether it comes or not at all. Enjoy it. Soldiers, patting the crown of thorns. Enjoy placing that crown of thorns on the brow of our loved Savior. This is your hour. And the hour of the power of darkness. This is your hour. Enjoy it as you take that cat of nine tails and obey the heathen commands of a pagan emperor. And take your hands, the hands made with the Son of God Himself. And take your life, the life given to the very man you're crucifying right now. And take the air you breathe, the very air that is yours, given to you by the Savior whose back you're going to beat. Take that whip and lash those stripes upon the Son of Man. Go ahead. But I want to tell you something. This is your hour, and it's Wednesday, but Sunday is coming. This is your hour in the power of darkness. Those witnessing against Him, you false witnesses bought off to stand up and witness against the truth of the Son of God. And you stood in a court of law and raised your hand and swore that you'd tell the truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God. And you lied there on this witness stand in a court of justice, so-called, and in a court of law. You enjoy yourself as you watch them clap when you go ahead and give your testimony. And as when the verdict is given, you clap and cheer. But you'd have a lot of fun there, witnesses. And you enjoy the approval of man and the praise of man. You enjoy all you want to. This is your hour. But you enjoy it quickly and squeeze all that you should can out of it because Sunday's coming. Enjoy it. Those of you in the angry mob screaming, crucify him, crucify him, crucify him. You don't mean that. You're afraid to say free him because everybody else is saying crucify him. Well, bless God, you give me the kind of Christian that'll swim upstream. I mean, the whole world does wrong, I'll do right. Enjoy it, you rock and roll crowd. Enjoy it, you rock music crowd. Enjoy your concert. Hey! Sunday's coming. Sunday's coming. Enjoy it, you gloating Pharisees. who should be the ones defending him. Enjoy your approval with the population. Enjoy your Harris poll increase. Enjoy the editorials written about you, Pharisees. Enjoy the press that you're getting, and enjoy the bad press that the Son of God is getting. Enjoy it, you Pharisees. Wrap your robes and phylacteries around you and walk with your head high and talk about how good you are and look down on everybody. Enjoy it, but Sunday's coming. Up from the grave you rose with a mighty triumph for his foes. Enjoy it. Sunday's coming. Enjoy it. Your placid faces, Sadducees, you strict religionists, don't believe in the resurrection of the dead. You will Sunday morning. You've been arguing a long time about whether Jesus is going to rise from the dead or not. You better argue an awful lot on Thursday and Friday and Saturday, because you're going to find out Sunday morning that you're wrong. Sunday's coming. Enjoy your spectacular stories, you scribes. This is your hour. This is the hour of the power of darkness. This is your hour. But enjoy it, scribes. Enjoy it, publishers. Enjoy it, editors. Enjoy it, reporters. Increase your circulation on the dead bodies of folks you've trampled and the innocent people you've sent to prison and the dirty stories and reputations you've ruined by your desire to make a buck. You enjoy it. This is your hour, Hammond Pines, but Sunday's coming. I said, Sunday's coming. I said, Sunday's coming. Enjoy it. Your freedom, Barabbas. Enjoy it. Enjoy the fact that you should have stood up and said, I'm guilty, he's innocent. You should have let him go. You cowardly rascal, you. You selfish rascal, you. You wimp of a man, you. You sorry excuse for masculinity, you. You enjoy it, you little rascal, you. You enjoy your little feminine release. But I want to tell you something, Barabbas. You have fun on Wednesday, and fun on Thursday, and fun on Friday, and fun on Saturday. But, brother, Sunday is going to come. You enjoy it. Those of you placing the stone at the sepulcher, trying to steal the Son of God, you could place the rock at Gibraltar at that scepter, and that's not going to keep him in there. You can take all the stones that man has and all the stones that God has made. No stone's going to keep Sunday from coming. No stone's going to seal the Savior who ever liveth to make intercession for us. He's going to get up. It's going to be getting up time. The alarm's going to go off. He's going to get up. Sunday's going to come. You guarding the tomb, enjoy it. This is your hour. As if a few little pieces of dust made with the person whose body rests in that tomb could keep him inside that tomb. Walk your guard with your swords and sabers, soldiers. Go ahead. And brother, you mark my word. The rock crowd is running rampant right now. The dope heads are running rampant right now. The queer crowd is running rampant right now. The liberal crowd is running rampant right now. The baby killers are running rampant right now. The unisexual crowd's running rampant right now. But brother, God's timetable is right on schedule. And Sunday is going to come. Enjoy yourself, liberals, baby killers, homosexuals, unisexers. Enjoy your fun, O King. This is your hour. David, Daniel has been condemned. Daniel kept on praying when you said don't pray like you prayed. He prayed when you said it's okay to pray. Daniel kept on opening his window and praying just like he always did. And Daniel defied you. And so you're going to put Daniel in the lion's den. Hey, enjoy yourself, your majesty. Hey, your honor, live it up and have fun, because Sunday's going to come in just a few minutes. And Daniel's going to make a pillar out of the mane of that lion right there. Enjoy yourself. Sunday is coming. Enjoy yourself. Those who lied about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Enjoy yourself, Your Highness, who made a law that he had to bow down and worship that little doll in the image of Dura, Plains of Dura. And if he didn't, they didn't, he'd be cast in the fire furnace. And those three Hiles Anderson graduates said, we're not going to do it. We're not going to do it. He said, if you don't, we'll turn the furnace up seven times hotter than it is right now. They said, you can turn it up hot as you want to. We're not going to bow down and worship that doll. We're not going to join the National Council of the Church. We're not going to join the Liberal Ministerial Association. We're not going to do it. You know one good thing about preaching like this? You don't have to remember what you said last time. Hey! Have all the fun you want, have, O King! Put Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fire furnace, and then wait till Sunday comes. And on Sunday, there he comes, and he says, yeah, there are those 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Why, you fellows put an extra one in there? No, we didn't. We just put 3. Why, you put it out? There's 4 walking out in there, and somebody said, yeah, Sunday's come. That's the Son of God in there with those people. Have fun. This is your hour, Your Highness. But Sunday's going to come, and the Son of God will be in there walking around after a while. Have fun, Your Highness. Daniel is being convicted now, but brother, Sunday is going to come. Enjoy your power, Goliath, as with your lungs and your mouth as big as your body is. Enjoy your power, Goliath, as you stand there almost 10 feet tall and challenge people who look like pygmies compared to you. You enjoy it as you throw your challenge out and threats out. Choose one of your side to come and fight against me. And if I win, the Philistines win the battle. And if you win, Israel wins the battle. Choose one. Saul, the king Saul, should have been the one to fight. He was head and shoulders above all the people. But he wouldn't do it. Nobody would. Hey, Goliath, Goliath. Hey, you're all a bunch of cowards over there. This is your hour, Goliath. You enjoy it because Sunday's going to come. And Sunday came. Little old guy, little old teenage boy from down in the country, shepherd lad, walked up and said, let me take care of that big loudmouth buzzard. His brother said, go on back, take care of the sheep. This is no place for boys, place for men. He said, the men ain't doing nothing about this. He said, men won't do it, let a boy do it. They said, we'll take you to Saul. He went to King Saul. Saul looked down on little David, like Keith McKinney, looking down on Jorgensen. He said, what do you want, sonny boy? He said, I want to kill that big loudmouth buzzard out there. Why, he said, you can't do it. Well, he said, you could, but you won't, I will. He said, well, what credentials do you have? He said, I killed a lion, I killed a bear, and I can kill a buzzard.
That's a pretty good one.
Yeah. So Saul said, okay, I'll give you my armor. Little David got in Saul's armor, walked around about a half block. The armor didn't move. He said, can't use it. I like what he said. He said, I can't use your sword, Your Highness. I can't use your armor, for I have not tried them. But he said, I got a little slingshot here. I sure have tried. Just let it take care of that big loudmouth buzzard. And he goes out and takes 5 stones. You know why? Check your Bible. Goliath had 4 brothers, and David thought he might have a pretty long day's work. He takes that stone, that slingshot, wham! And Goliath falls dead. David cuts his head off, mounts it, and puts it in his den. Enjoy yourself, Goliath. Sunday's going to come. Enjoy yourself, power of darkness. Sunday's going to come. Enjoy yourself, you liberal crowd. Sunday is going to come. Enjoy yourself, you rock music bunch. Sunday's going to come. Enjoy yourself, liberal press. Sunday's going to come. Enjoy yourself, Playboy magazine. Sunday is going to come. Enjoy yourself, Haman, as you build your gallows. You don't know it, but God suited those gallows and fitted those for just your size. Sunday's going to come. Enjoy yourself, London Baptist Association, as you voted out Charles Haddon Spurgeon from your membership, and only 7 folks voted for him, and nobody knows who those people that voted against him are, and the whole world knows about Spurgeon. Enjoy yourself, because Sunday's going to come. Enjoy yourself, Hamilton County Baptist Association, who censored and voted E. Robertson out, because Sunday came. Enjoy yourself, Tarrant County Baptist Association, that came and told John Rice he couldn't belong to them because he was fighting the Baylor University teachers, professors who were teaching evolution on the campus of their university. Enjoy yourself as you vote out God's bid. Enjoy yourself, but as sure as God's alive, Sunday's going to come. Sunday's going to come. Enjoy yourself, enemies of A.B. Ballinger. His name will linger when folks will wonder who you are. The name A.B. Ballinger will be known after folks have forgotten that you exist. This is your hour. Enjoy yourself. You have fun. This is the hour of the power of darkness. But you have your fun. Because as sure as there's a God in heaven, Sunday is going to come. But Sunday cannot come until Wednesday comes first. Everybody wants Sunday, but nobody wants Wednesday. Everybody wants the resurrection. Nobody wants the Calvary. You've got to go to the grave before you can be resurrected. If there is no Judas Iscariot and kiss of betrayal, there is no Sunday. If there is no arrest by angry soldiers, there is no Sunday. If there is no burial in Joseph's tomb, there is no Sunday. If there are no 3 days and 3 nights, there will be no Sunday. If there is no cross, there will be no Sunday. If there is no suffering, there will be no Sunday. If there is no pain, there will be no Sunday. If there is no battle, there will be no Sunday. Because nobody, here and now, nobody has ever been resurrected until he died. Take hope, suffering one. Take hope, dear one, with cancer lurking in your body. Sunday's coming. Take hope, betrayed one, misunderstood one, hated one. Sunday's coming. Take hope, persecuted one, scandalized one. Sunday's coming. I probably shouldn't say this, but the paper that scandalized me went out of business last month. Hey, it's Sunday! Sunday's going to come! Glory to God. In the grave, his body rests. Gloating people rejoice over their victory. It was their hour. It was their hour. Soldiers took the applause and the ovation of admiring multitudes. But this is their hour. That Sunday is going to come. You say, Brother Hiles, I'm going to the battle of my life. Sunday's coming. Sunday's coming. Oh, boy. I would love to have been in the house of Caiaphas when he heard the news. I mean, they said, guess what? He said, what? He said, where's the cheering mob? They said, no cheering. Sunday's here. Whoa, what happened? Reverend, he ain't there. What's the Minnesota Association going to say when I still tell them about this? They're going to say, ouch, probably. He ain't here. I'd love to have seen Pilate. I have an idea Pilate took off down toward that sepulcher, went past Gordon's Calvary down to that tomb. I'd love to have seen Pilate. He looked in there. Why, he said, you told me. What you been doing? We put you here. They said, Your Highness, we've been here. Well, said, what happened? Said, a stone just started moving. Well, where is he? We don't know. He lives! He lives! Christ Jesus lives today! He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way! He lives! He lives! Salvation to impart! You ask me now, I know he lives. He lives within my heart. Because
Sunday came. Our Heavenly Father, encourage the hearts of God's people this morning. Encourage the hearts of those who are defeated and persecuted and hated. Encourage the hearts of those whose pain is unbearable, whose burden is unbearable, whose heartache is beyond comprehension. Encourage the one under the juniper tree. Encourage the one at Calvary. Encourage the one in the sepulcher. Encourage the one waiting the surgeon's knife. Encourage the one waiting the reports from the doctor. Encourage the little lady having to rear the children by herself. Encourage the widow who's lonely. And help us to rejoice. Sunday's coming.